Sugar Bear in the Morning. Here we go. The After Show Podcast, Episode 3. We're doing things amazing.
We're doing things amazing?
Care to go on about what that exactly means?
We're amazingly doing things. Well, let's talk about it because we just met, you know, and interviewed Kalani. Mm-hmm. And she's pretty damn, first of all, she's gorgeous in person.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
I mean, really, it's the first time I really get to talk to her like so close, and she was so welcoming and warm. It was really awesome.
I'm so excited to meet her too. You know why? Because it's like I listen to these albums and stuff like that, and you want to support these artists, and then you meet them and then they're complete jerks. And she was a sweetheart, and that makes it so much easier. As to the, like when she had all the drama going on, and I was defending her on Twitter for like 2 hours. You guys remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
This made it totally worth it because she's such a sweetheart. I'm like, oh, now I'm really gonna go in on y'all.
And I love her artistry too. Like just saying how creative she is. I would love to just hang out with her. She seemed like a down ass chick. Well, she's from Oakland, so there's that. Mm-hmm. But she just seems like she's super, super cool, down to earth. I mean, she is.
And not to plug all over the stuff, but we'll plug it. You can check that out. YouTube. .com/hot1035radio if you want to check out that interview. I'm just saying.
You want to check it out.
So you want to check that out.
I decided that I need to start taking yoga.
Yoga?
Yeah, because I was trying to paint my toenails the other day, and I realized like how hard it was because I couldn't stretch right.
You gotta put that thigh wing up. You gotta pull that thing up.
Have you guys ever tried yoga before?
No.
I did hot yoga for a little bit.
I remember that, actually. Yeah.
Things Caucasian people say for 500, Alex.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very white thing to do, and I'll be honest, most of the class was extremely Caucasian.
Mike, can we get a silent yes or no if you ever tried yoga? No. He has tried. Oh, no, he has not tried yoga.
That's our extra guest, by the way. He's sitting at the desk here where we are. His name is Mike. We'll call him.
Ladies, he is single. Mike, the single stallion. Yes.
What's the nickname?
Stallion, though.
Yeah, stallion, because he needs to be broken in, ladies. Anyway.
Back to hot yoga. When I was a kid, now.
Oh, God.
They had hot yoga back in Detroit in 77.
Whenever that cooler went out, that's what turned into hot yoga in the house. You're trying to reach that pen.
I don't know that I could ever try something like that. It's supposed to be super good for you. And some athletes do it, actually.
Okay. It's supposed to be super expensive because you fart and stuff.
Here's the thing.
You open up your pipes.
Hot yoga, first and foremost, is extremely expensive.
Oh.
Extremely expensive.
Is it really?
It's hot expensive
yoga?
Well,
what about regular old cold yoga or cool yoga?
I ain't never tried the cold yoga, just the hot yoga.
I think they make the rooms room temperature. Like room temperature.
They are.
So that
they're a little bit hotter than normal.
See, I believe the hot yoga studio gets up to 101. Here's the thing. Those things stank.
Dog.
Everybody stank.
But it listen, stinks.
Oh, that's cootie cat and undercarriage sweat. Yeah, I'm not doing
he
it.
He said undercarriage sweat. No, I mean, this is basically like going back to my days as a youth riding in a bus on 112
that's
degrees.
That's what it smells like.
Before I actually knew how hot it was on the bus, we didn't have air conditioning on these Arizona buses.
Nope.
Let me tell you, I love kids and everything, but they're little pansies now with their little AC units and stuff in Arizona. Like, come on, bro.
Clip
get on that
fans
bus. Yeah, like, get
listen
the Mexican
to the
air
two
conditioning.
Of you back in my day.
Well, you're not that much younger.
No, but y'all are the back in my day ones.
Did you ever ride a bus?
Yes, I had to ride a bus all through middle school.
Whatever. What about high school?
High school, no, I drove.
I did 12 years of that shit. That's basically like a jail sentence, having to ride in a bus for 12 years.
Anyways, back to hot yoga.
Hot bus yoga.
Back when I was 13. No.
As long as you can afford it and like you can deal with the must, it's actually really good for you.
Another thing.
Must?
It stinks.
So someone else's BO?
No, because
everybody's BO.
You got to remember, so it's carpeted, right?
Oh, no.
I don't even like my
it's
own
carpeted,
BO.
And you got people that are just doing nothing but drenching sweat in
a small
location that's 101 degrees.
Yeah,
and it's
look
been
at
going
Mike
on.
Make a face over there. Yeah.
And there's been years of this sweat in this small location.
Oh
it,
no,
it adds
Have
up.
Have y'all ever like seen me whenever it comes to my own BO? What happened this morning? Whenever I got a little whiff because I forgot deodorant. I ran out to my car.
Uh-oh.
I was like, "Uh-oh, I'll be right back." You're like, "Why?" And I'm like, "I forgot to put on deodorant."
Oh, you'll go nuts then after.
Okay, so maybe I'm not gonna be doing hot yoga.
If you smell yourself, then I mean,
sure. Can you do a downward dog?
I mean,
if there's enough alcohol in it.
It
depends on how much you know.
One time
you ever
much
play
I
that
drink,
game?
How much Hennessy I had? No.
Wait, why did Mike over here? He's like, I can. Who raised his hand over
Mike,
there?
You downward dog?
You can do a downward dog?
Yeah. Can you do it right now?
No. I don't
Come
see
on,
that.
Man.
Please don't put your there's ass up in the air
there,
right now.
There's one woman in here, okay? We can't. No? Okay. All right. Anyways.
All that sweating and smelling. I don't think I could deal with that, bro. Seriously. Chuck, this musty monkey.
You don't want to do anything to get your heart rate over what? Over.
Over healthy.
Oh, Lord. That
I
was
hate
good.
You. I hate you.
That was
hate
good.
You.
That was good, Jay.
Yeah.
That was a good jab.
He's going to come at your ass. You
That's not
get...
a jab. No, it's more of a hook.
Fucking A is a jab.
Yeah.
It's more
of a hook. All right. Yeah. So what else do we need to talk about? We need to talk about this whole presidential bullshit election that's going on right
now. Oh, fuck, man.
Can we talk about how much a fucking douche Donald Trump is like
he's good people.
He's good people.
It's good people. But I know him. Like Hillary, I'm good people.
You have when you have Twitter fact checking you, bro. That's when you should just probably quit because Twitter is the most mundane IP use of an IP address ever, and everybody on Twitter was right. And I can't with this guy.
I'm gonna say it like this: I am no fan of Hillary Clinton. I will not be voting for Hillary Clinton. But oh my God, is Donald Trump probably the worst thing ever? Yeah. So they did there was a fact check, like an official one.
Yeah. MSNBC.
34. Not just MSNBC. There's a bunch of them.
HillaryClinton.com, in fact. She had one on her page. She talked about it that night. It
was I mean, there's more of like a nonpartisan ones that they're like, no, he was false 34 times last night.
34?
So he just talks.
34.
He just talks in circles.
Here's the thing. When I woke up, when we came to work this morning, I looked on Twitter, the hashtag Trump won. There's a lot of people out there that really, really believe that Trump one, which you're entitled to. So if you believe,
whatever your political thing is, that's yours.
We joking, we have fun here, whatever. But whoever you decide to vote for, that's your choice. No problem.
Just make sure you vote for good people.
Good people.
Okay, so next thing, because I know we don't really want to talk about politics too much. Can we talk about how bitch-assness Instagram and Facebook has gotten? Because we're getting flagged for all of these viral videos we're posting with music on them.
Really? I didn't know Instagram was doing it too.
Now, I just saw this. Instagram is now flagging our stuff on Instagram. I didn't post it. Wasn't me. It was Marky Basie. I wouldn't post something like that, but basically the video of that got pulled off. Like, I don't understand where exactly they want to go with their users.
It's a copyright thing for music,
of course. That's but at the is. Same time, the whole thing with copyright, we're not profiting off that.
No,
I know, but in case somebody did, they don't know that we're not. We know that we're not, but they don't. And if you're I understand it. If I'm a multi-billion-dollar corporation and my artist that I'm invested in, and you're using that music and you post it somewhere, and maybe you're not going to use it for profit, I understand why I need to protect that. My investment. That's my investment. I put my money behind it. You can't just have that music because I put a lot of money or
yes, but at the same time, if you're a multi-million dollar or even billion dollars, Facebook and Instagram is, for instance, our case. I'm not talking about anyone else. We're a commercial radio station.
Yeah. It's,
you know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
we're not profiting.
It's not like
and if you got all
pages.
That money, why don't you invest in staff that can go through and see who is posting this stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Well, rather than just flagging it and pulling it off, because then you're killing your followers now and finding information on you.
And you're actually, you're just hurting the artist at this point.
Yeah. And they probably have to do it, a universal across the board. Like, if you make an exception for one, for all only radio stations, but everybody else gets flagged.
Right.
What signal is that sending?
No, I'm not just saying just radio, but you have to look into who you're flagging and what they're doing. Like I said, if we put up on our Instagram videos with music because we are doing a promotion. Marky Basie example. We're getting ready to do a promotion with Marky Basie. We put the song behind it.
Yeah.
We're promoting the artist.
Yeah, nobody just wants to stare at a picture anymore. That's the thing that Instagram and Facebook aren't understanding. It needs to be video. It needs to be something. Give them something to look at. Otherwise, they're not going to come back.
Can I ask this? When does Facebook finally jump the shark?
I don't even know.
Do you guys think it does? Or do you think it's that, like, this is going to be finally the universal platform?
Facebook?
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that Facebook is completely, because they keep changing the way you can do things on Facebook, I feel like it's become an important necessity towards social media. We
for
need
everything
media.
For life. I think somebody's out there trying to create something different, though.
Yeah.
Right.
And better. I mean, that's always going to be that. I don't know if you'll get better because Facebook is kind of like Coke.
Yeah.
You go to a restaurant, you ask, no. Coke.
Oh, I thought you were talking about cocaine.
Crack cocaine. I'm talking about the drink. You go to a restaurant, you ask for a Coke, even though it's Pepsi.
Right.
Or it could be, Mr. Coke or whatever.
At this point, the brand is just so big.
The brand is so big. But there's somebody always going to create something. They're always trying to create something.
Snapchat.
I really feel like Facebook is always going to be relevant because we had media before social media. Social gives everybody that's sitting behind their computers at work an actual voice. So that's why.
Keyboard warriors.
That's what I'm saying. Like keyboard thugs, like capital thugs and stuff like that. But social media, I think, is the gateway for people that are like us to have a voice and run into that. So I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
Facebook.com/Hot1035. Make sure you follow us. Hot_1035. Instagram and Twitter. Sugar Bear in the Morning. It's the after show. Episode 3. Thank you all for rocking with us. We talk about hot yoga so far. Facebook, Instagram.
Can you tell the story about when you were a boy in Detroit and the mobile pool would come? Because this is fascinating.
Didn't we already
to
talk
me.
About this?
Not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast. Because the pool truck. It's not a pool
it's
truck.
It's very fascinating to me. So, like, they
Dog,
fill this
I
garbage
think,
truck
it,
up
I
with
think it's
pool.
Innovative as shit.
Okay, and I think there's even newer ones. I think I saw some in some homes or whatever
Lord.
Just recently. But it was called the Swimmobile, growing up in Detroit, Michigan. It was a truck, like a semi truck. Just imagine a big truck with the rig in the back and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Top, just imagine that top gone and it filled with water. And it would travel to neighborhoods, and us in the neighborhood would climb up the truck and jump in it and swim it. It would stay parked, so let's say on a block or so for, you know, 2 hours or so.
Right.
And kids from everywhere would go and we would jump in and swim. And then it would go to another location and do it.
There's no way this still happens, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, like, I've lived in Detroit a while, but
the way people are with their kids and germs nowadays, germaphobes, like, there's no way this
is
happening.
It's a pool, though. I'm sure it was treated just like chlorine. You know what I mean? Germs are in.
See, I keep picturing a dump truck with some water in it.
Would you do it? Would you jump in?
Now?
No, like when you were a kid.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, what about now?
Nah.
Are you serious?
I'm a grown man.
Do you know how many sus things you probably stuck your, you know what, in?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Germs on this microphone you're on right now?
Exactly. So I the way I feel about it, I think it's innovative as shit for people in the hood.
So you go cannonball into there.
Dog, listen, I used to swim in one of those blue fucking barrels whenever my parents
did. I used to get the little plastic pool.
Oh, well,
pool.
I'm surprised that you. So what are you going to do? Run around with your son in a nice little boy bubble?
Like, no. Not, okay. No. You're missing my point. Well, you're asking, would I do it now?
Yeah.
And you say no because you're
a grown man now, I ain't jumping in a swim mobile.
Why not?
As a kid, because I don't want to.
No, see,
Google
but,
swim
hey,
mobile. You might yeah. see.
How am I going? Hold on. How am I going to look 30
he's
years
Debbie
old?
Debbie Downer over here.
How am I going to look
Downer,
30 years old?
Debbie Downer doesn't want to take his kid into a swim
mobile. I didn't talk about my kid. You're
I'm bringing your kid
me.
Into it.
Oh no, my kid can jump in there fine. He's a kid.
You
some kids do. I'm a 30-year-old
man.
How am I going to look at a grown-ass man swimming with all them kids?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, J. Mars does not enjoy water parks at all. He would not. He thinks
that. Oh, hold on. I enjoy water parks just fine.
What do you do? Just go and stare?
You're missing my point.
So you just go and stare at people
at
water parks.
Can I talk, please?
Hurry up.
As a grown man, how do I look jumping into a mobile pool with a bunch of kids?
Like someone that enjoys the damn pool.
Maybe there's other grown-ups in there, too.
Yeah, I know.
What other grown? Were there a bunch of grown-ups when you were doing it?
No, I was a kid. I don't know.
No, I'm asking the question.
I don't know. I don't remember that. Just,
that was a long time ago.
Google swim mobile if you're interested, because Jay is fascinated by it. And yeah. It's not a dump truck.
I don't think
just water
anything's wrong with it. I think it's dope because, I mean, I grew up in a place where there wasn't a lot of money and we didn't have that many options. Like, you know what my slip and slide was?
I'm not hating on
my
it.
My slip and slide was a cut up black Minetar. Like, it was like a black piece of plastic.
Everybody has some.
I ain't just, had a slip and slide.
We had a hood slip and slide. So, you know when it was time to get rid of it? When the metal would start poking through the plastic and it would poke you? Like, that's when you get rid of it.
When I was a little kid, we had the little blue wading pool. But
we
after that, it was you either run for the sprinklers or you squirt yourself with a hose.
Oh, that's my water. That, you
just
ran
through
the
sprinklers.
Turn it on, the one that's...
Yep.
Yeah.
Running through that back and forth.
That was bad.
I got y'all beat because it's not even mine, but it was a friend of mine, and this stuck with me so much. This girl, living up in the hood, this was in Arizona... Swim. They didn't have swimming pools, so she used to get in a garbage bag, bro, a black bark garbage bag.
Yeah.
Put water in it and fill it up and just splash around. I swear to God.
Hey,
I swear that shit is the funnest thing.
Whatever.
Whatever you gotta do to stay cool. Shout out to all the innovators. That was creative, man.
Yeah, that's
they had to play.
That
you
is
play.
Arizona. When you live in Arizona and you grow up in Arizona, you like go through a lot of moments of hell because it's so damn hot.
If that's what you gotta do.
I'm not mad at that.
A trash bag. Standing in it, man.
I'm trying to
put yourself, fill it with water, and just splash around.
If
Yay!
It's a clean-ass trash bag, why not?
That's the ultimate
interesting
in
innovations.
Just saying. Kids can be, you never know. They probably invented something huge that had to do with water parks at this point. I don't know. That's the way I think. Like, when you take something small, like a cup, and you're like, hey, I can turn this into a million
dollars. I like
water
slides. Water parks are fun.
Except I can't go on water. I mean, water
slides. Nah, there's certain ones you can fit on.
You know how I know I think I'm getting too old for water slides and water parks? Water slides specifically. I went to one recently, and when I went into the tube one, I panicked. I started to panic.
Oh, you're freaking
because
out. Really?
Like claustrophobic panic. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And water's hitting me in the face. I can't breathe. I can't time my breathing or anything like that. So I was like actually very scared.
See, I don't like the tube ones like that because them
closed
things,
off ones?
Those things hurt.
Well, no, the one that. I went in, I like went in the water like back first. So then I don't even know which side is up. So I'm drowning. It was just a bad experience.
The Tsunami Soaker is the name of it.
At Six Flags?
Yes, at Six Flags. Mike in the room
here. Oh, I went on that.
Great. This thing wet me up like crazy. It's awesome. But and there's a huge dryer, stand-up dryer that dries you off because you get that wet. But that's the only thing that I really enjoyed. I'm not like getting on a roller coaster and tubes and all that. I'm too big for that.
Are we supposed to go to Six Flags this week?
Next week.
That's fine.
You guys want to go on that ride?
Next week for the Halloween.
It might be too cold.
No, it's going to be cold by
Halloween.
Then.
And we're going in the evening, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be like 70, probably 65 degrees.
Shout out Six Flags if you work there and you're listening to this
right now.
Can
I bring my dog?
We love you.
Yeah. I mean, you can. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, I think you would have fun.
I don't know.
I could dress him up like a little cow.
We can take Biggie on to Medusa.
Thank you. For what? Great transition for talking about dressing up your pets for Halloween. Let's talk about it.
Shit.
Who else does that? Yaya thinks about it. You're probably going to dress up Biggie.
My mom?
More than likely, I'm going to dress him up. There's nothing wrong with it. He's
your mom,
a dog.
Your mom
my mom dressed her cat in a taco.
Ah, taco. That's ridiculous. That's horrible.
Who does that?
Filipinos.
No.
Oh.
Wow.
What?
Wait, Dr. J to debunk that myth.
I have Filipino friends that say, like, back in their native land, sometimes things get trill and they have to go after animals, like household animals. I'm sorry.
R.I.P. Garfield of Manila.
Cat tacos.
Oh, see.
I'm just saying, bro.
Let's talk about dressing them up, though.
Okay,
not
anyways.
Them.
Dressing them up.
Speaking of eating, have you ever had the raccoon down the street at the Chinese restaurant?
I have had that raccoon, and it's not. We call it raccoon. It's a Chinese place down the street.
It ain't chicken.
I swear, it's good. Well, no, is it, Mike? Is it good? It's kind of. The raccoon chicken.
Squirrel. Yeah.
We call it squirrel. Yeah.
I hate
we
you
call
guys.
It squirrel because it's the chicken.
It's $3.99.
You get all kinds of chicken or whatever fried meat that is.
You just don't even know what it is.
We call it squirrel.
Okay. So I got to totally switch the subject because he just, I wanted to talk to you about earlier this week, but I couldn't because I think he was kind of hurt. But now he's kind of accepted the fact that he might have lost his Apple Watch. I wonder.
No. You didn't.
No, but remember what we were making fun of him for having on this Apple Watch?
That
$1 dollar store armband. Dog, we told you that was going to break. We can go back two podcasts.
No,
two podcasts. We're going
to
go back.
Mike, well, I'm going to talk to you because they don't listen. If they know anything about Apple products, they know that the watch doesn't just fall off.
But the Dollar Tree band will.
No. Dollar Tree band.
Yes, he did.
I agree with
He got it. Where'd you get it?
No, wait, Mike. You're listening to them. You're not
I'm
listening.
Sorry, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't.
Where'd you get it from?
DD's
discount.
I got it online, and it is
no,
just.
You liar! Rare. No. You said that. Where did he say he got it from? A store?
No.
Where online did you get it?
I get it online.
Where online?
You want to get a website or no?
No, he did not. We can go back two podcasts and find out where
you
he got it.
You can find out. Seriously, I bought it online.
I want to know the website.
I think he got it at TJ Maxx or something like that.
I did not. I got it on
TJ Maxx.
What
was the other store?
Anyway, it was sent from me overseas.
God!
No. He got it from Smart and Final.
Smart and Final.
He did.
No, they are making. It took me a couple weeks, but that's not why I lost it. I lost
it.
First of all, it's in the house because I just found out. I looked at my phone and it's connected because it says connected. So that means it's in the house somewhere. I just misplaced it.
He still lost it though,
bro.
And it has nothing to do with a band.
How much did the band cost you?
I bought three of them. I think they were a dollar each.
See what I'm saying? Same thing as a dollar store. Guys,
hold on.
It has nothing to do with why I lost it, guys. Yes, I just misplaced it, period.
It fell off, dog.
Overseas. You didn't learn your lesson with your headphones? You don't ever learn.
Let's not do that again.
You don't
Let's
ever
not
learn.
Go there
I think it's time to go. Thank you.
Well, we got listening. 2 minutes.
We got 2 minutes. I think
I got
it's
2 minutes to talk about this damn dollar Chinese bands.
The band is fine. I need to find a watch, though, because it is in the house, and I don't know where the hell
I'm
it is.
I'm going
to
tell you like this.
Can you do find my iWatch?
We're going to be on.
When you do what?
We're going to do. You're going to be on iWatch Watch until this damn thing is found. This is ridiculous.
Hey, just so you know, yesterday I came in the mail. I ordered something to go, an accessory to go with it, because they have these clips so you can change the color on the top. Those just came in yesterday.
How much did it cost?
Oh, they was like 62 cents or something like that. Yeah.
Why are you putting something at 62 cents with an Apple Watch?
Nobody asked you, Mike.
Hey, you got Mike involved. We said it was like putting Kim Kardashian in a 97 Honda Civic.
Nobody cares.
I almost understand that reference.
Something very expensive and something so cheap. Yeah.
I know. I get that.
Shug, bro.
I won the watch, guys. It's no big deal.
No,
it is a big deal. Give it to me then.
No, you can't have it.
All right, then.
It's mine. That's why I got it. But when I find it, I'll let y'all know.
You can't even transport on that watch. It's a fucking Apple Watch. It's a pointless ass piece
of
technology.
So you mad at the watch. You ain't mad at
the watch. No, I'm still mad at you. No, I'm still mad at
Apple. Just so you know, y'all ever get a birthday present from Shug, just know.
Bill Gates is Microsoft.
Yeah, way
off, bro. What's his name? Chuck?
Here we go.
Bob.
Lord,
what's
here we go.
Name?
No, you tell us.
What's the Apple guy?
I don't know. What did you say?
You tell us.
Don't tell Mike. Don't help him.
What's the Apple guy name?
No, don't.
Phil.
Do not help him.
Phil LeGrand or something? What's his name?
Every damn technology piece
Apple
that he has is all Apple.
Not Bill.
Yes, don't
Phil
tell him.
Lowe. No.
Phil who?
No, tell him.
No, I can't remember his name. It's Apple.
He does this all the damn time.
Tony, Steve Jones or something.
No.
What's his name?
We are done, ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Jobs.
That's the end of the podcast. Thank y'all for listening.
Sick beer in the morning and after show. I hate these guys. I love y'all.
Episode 3.
Say Skylar BCA.
Who is that?
The guy from the Kings.
Sugar Bear in the Morning, episode 3, the after show.